Ghana is preparing to establish a nuclear plant to add to the energy sources. The U.S., Russia and Korea have expressed their readiness to assist the country in this regard. The head of the nuclear desk at the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum, Dr. Robert Segbaji, said this at a seminar, the Africa Scientific Renaissance in Accra. Joins the two reports.
The mention of a nuclear plant raises eyebrows. This is because of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan by the U.S. during the last stages of World War II. Since then, treaties have been signed banning the use of nuclear weapons during wars, but the technology is being used in the country in areas as explained by Dr. Robert Segbaji, head of the nuclear desk of the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum.
Now, looking at the amount involved, that is why we are looking at with our developing partners. We're looking at a situation like Baku. Kosovo was established basically because of Baku, and it was financed by the company that built it. So after you have an agreement with such an installation, the installation comes back to your country.
Dr. Segbaji said the establishment of a nuclear plant will cost $5 billion, and he explains how this amount will be generated considering the current economic conditions.
Especially in the hospitals where we use radioisotopes to do cancer treatment, and also even when fallopian tubes are blocked or veins are blocked, you're able to inject radioisotopes to be able to trace which of the places or the tubes are blocked for you to open them. Even the West Africa gas pipeline, we have to use nuclear technique to check leakage.
He said countries that have developed attain their level of development through energy sufficiency, and as such, nuclear energy will address the energy problems of the country. He failed to mention where the reactor will be sited to avoid encroachment of lands in the area. The program officer in charge of planning and policy analysis, Marino Dobo, said the country's energy needs will increase three times as it is currently by 2030, and reliance on thermal and hydropower will not be enough. He said Dr. Nkrumah anticipated the energy crisis, hence establishing the Atomic Energy Commission, which didn't materialize due to his overthrow. Mr. Dobo said though there are hydropower potential at Palugu, Juale and Hemang to generate additional 929 megawatts of power, that would not be enough to address the country's energy needs as the population grows.
The report was filed by George J.